Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara Nun Aleph brings, the Rav Safra told Abaye, there's this Tzuvra min the Rabbanon, there's this Tabi Chochem, that came from Marova, came from Eretz Yisrael, and he says, Rabbi Viro Shmeini. My name is Rabbi Viro. And he said a Shmuel in the name of Rebbe, that seemed to be contradicting the Mishnah that we have. So the Gemara brings a story that Abaye asked to Rav Avira to come to him. Rav Avira did not come. So Abaye went to Rav Avira. And when he comes to Rav Avira, he sees Rav Avira on the roof. He told Rav Avira, please come down. I want to speak to you. Rav Avira did not want to come down. So Abaye went up to him. And then he verified that the Shmuel, that they said in the name of Rav Avira, was not exactly as it sounded. It wasn't such a big chiddush. The Meiri points out, you see from here, how Abaye dedicated himself and he was willing to go to after Rav Avira and go up the roof just to come and be mevarer Torah. How much dedication he had for Torah. But the Mefarshim point out that Rav Avira seems what Rav Avira said. The Gemara says when he came to Bavel, he says, "Rav Avira Shmeini, my name is Rav Avira." Why did he call himself Rav Avira? A person is not supposed to call himself with the title Rav. How do we know that? Comes of the others to Abnason Perikud Aleph in the Brisa base. Says the Snas Arabonus, Ketza Melamin Shlianiach Odom Atorah Beatzma Miroisha. A person should not title himself. Avalachem Yenichuloi. Others will call him, give him title. Shemaya Lucha Zar Veloy Picha. And continues there, Novas Abnason, Ober Bekiva, call him Magbia Atzmal Divre Toiro. Someone who is Balgaiva because of Torah that he has, Lemaudoime Lenevelo Mushlechas Baderech, is like having a dead animal on the way, called Oivre Vishab Nech Yodoy Al Chotmo Yumisrachak Yumen of Oilech. Anybody who passes by just closes his nose and moves, goes away. So a person should not go around saying he is a Rav. And the Gemara Psachim Daf Pevavim base brings that they asked Rav Huno, what's your name? He says, my name is Rav Huno. So they told him, why you called yourself Rav Huno with a Rav? So he says, Baal Hashem Oni. Rashi says, since I'm young, that's my name. In other words, this is it's not a title of Cheshivas. That's what I'm known as, Rav Huno. That's why he says Rav Huno. But you see, the Gemara asks, why are you calling yourself with the title Rav? So the Chavas Yair, in his Sefer Mark Shisho, brings this as a question. He says, in Gemara in Psochim, when Rav Huno calls himself Rav Huno, so the Gemara asks, why you call yourself Rav Huno? What shot here in the Gemara in Chulin, where Rav Avira says Rav Avira Shmeini, you don't ask why he's called Rav Avira? So the Chavos Yair sends us to Shut Ma'al Bach. And the Shut Ma'al Bach, and there's a kunjus called Kunjus Asmichel. And there is someone named Mari Beirav. He attacked the Ma'al Bach. Why did Ma'al Bach give himself a title, Ish Yerushalayim? So you shouldn't call yourself this way. He says you're giving yourself titles that you should not give yourself. So Ma'al Bach goes to explain what he did. But within that, he brings our Gemara, and he says, why is there a Revere called himself a Revere? Because he had to be Mordia HaNafshei. He had to let people know who he is. And he says that's the reason Rav Avira did not come down from the roof. If nobody knows who he is, it's a chutzpah not to come down. But once he says, look who I am, this is who I am, so therefore he's allowed not to come and listen to Abaye. So Marabach points out, really, a person should not call himself any Rebbe. But here Rav Avira need to be Mordia himself. But Mitzat Sheini, and the child's tshuva is peyas sotcho chelikav simon kuf tezvov. He brings this gemara to say that really there was a taino on Rav Avira. Rav Avira came and says Rav Avira shmeini. He says there's two lubit gaivo. First of all, he calls himself Rav, and he says shmeini, which is another loshon of gaivo. Doesn't say shmi. Shmeini gives a little more chashivus. And then in addition, when Abaye came to him, he didn't want to come down from the roof, so it was really to put Rav Avira more in a negative light. And that's why the Shmur that Rav Avira brought really did not work out, so to speak, because of this guy. But to say what the Peyas Sotcho says, it's you have to have big shoulders to come and say that this here is a tinier of Gaiva. I am over here in the Ravu and Margolius and Tzotzihor, he says the opposite. Shmeini is Shmi HaKotot. Shmi means the big name, but Shmeini means the small name. So he says it's not Rav Avira because Loshon Rabbonus, but that was his name. The same way you have Ravino, you have Rav Brei de Shmuel, you have Rami Barav. The Rav is part of his name. It wasn't a title, says Rav Huna Margolius. And then the Aderes and the Sefer Oyvar Oyach Oyspei, some Heorus that he wrote, he says that Rav Avira Bichlal did not call himself Rav Avira. He said, my name is Avira. But when they came to tell Abaye the story, so Rav Safra said to Abaye, this person, he said his name is Avira. What he really said was, my name is Avira. But when Rav Safra quoted the story, he knew Avira how chashav he is. He said, my name is Rav Avira. That's how he quoted the story, because they wouldn't call him without the name Rav. So except for the Peah Sotcha, the learns Rav Avira did something wrong, everybody else seems to say Rav Avira did not do anything wrong. That's what the one that's not pointed out. Kodim Maralbach, he had to be Mordia himself in a place nobody knows him. According to Ravun Margolios, that was part of his name. And according to the Adaris, he never called himself Rav Avira. So it still fits with the Avos Derab Nasan that a person should not give himself the title Rav. Anyone who wants to join, respond to the Shomach Shavashurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.